A massive bipartisan deal will include income tax rebates for millions of Wisconsinites and a boost in spending for schools. It's Tuesday, May 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, we'll bring you the latest about that bipartisan deal. Plus, a Madison restaurant owner is out of immigration detention. Federal officials say they're still trying to deport him. And a former military police officer in the Iraq War talks about veterans' mental health. She'll be at an event in Kenosha tonight.
I was going to school at UW-Madison, and one of the things that really struck me is they were worried about what to wear at the next party. And I had just gotten shot at for the last 16 months.
Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is about the food.
Tacos.
Who doesn't love a taco?
Exactly.
Everybody says, oh, this tastes good. How do you season it? Oh, we can't tell you. Just eat some more.
I wish my lemonade would be so famous that I could just walk down a red carpet.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders in the legislature say they've reached a deal to spend down the state's budget surplus on tax relief and education. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, this comes after months of negotiation.
Evers and GOP leaders started out the year trading blame for rising property taxes. Now they're shaking hands on a deal that will cut taxes in a variety of ways. That includes $300 checks going out to millions of Wisconsin taxpayers. The deal would also increase education spending by more than $600 million. The deal would spend down most of the state's projected surplus. In separate statements, top Republicans said they're keeping a promise to put that surplus toward tax relief. Speaking to reporters at a school in Barneveld, Evers said he's confident the bill will pass.
I think it would be hard for anyone to say, I'm not in favor of this.
The legislature is expected to vote on the proposal Wednesday. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, at the local level, high fuel prices are causing budget issues for local governments across the state. Evan Casey has more.
Most counties and municipalities manage large fleets of vehicles and heavy equipment. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says fuel prices are 30% over budget this year. If they continue to rise, that could lead to a $1 million hit.
That means that we're going to have to start scaling back some of the non-essential services, particularly around vehicle operations, and figure out how we continue to save money.
Chris Perlott is with Green Bay's Department of Public Works. He says the operations division is 4% over budget for fuel. He says it could get as bad as 12 to 15% if prices stay high.
If we're going to have to spend more on fuel, we're going to have to spend a little bit less somewhere else because we want to make the budget balance.
The current price of diesel in Wisconsin is up 78% from a year ago. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Microsoft has hired around 375 people for full-time positions in Wisconsin, and that number could grow to 800 by the time the company finishes its second data center in Racine County. That's according to a company spokesperson. In recent weeks, the company has been bringing equipment online and conducting startup activities at its first data center in the village of Mount Pleasant. The spokesperson says the company has hired around 375 employees and plans to hire another 125 for the first data center. Microsoft expects the number of employees to grow to around 800 when its second data center is completed. Right now, it's under construction. The village of Mount Pleasant says the company is ahead of schedule on construction. It's already hit its 28 property value targets required in the development agreement. Utility officials and state regulators have also hinted that more data centers could be coming. Federal officials say they're still trying to deport a Madison restaurant owner who was released from immigration detention last month. Sarah Lear has more.
Noel Quintana Gonzalez owns the Madison-based Señor Machete's Mexican Grill. He attracted an outpouring of support from neighbors and local elected officials when he was detained by immigration enforcement at an airport in late January. Quintana Gonzalez had a green card, but federal officials said he was detained because of a 20-year-old conviction of possessing cocaine with intent to distribute. In February, Democratic Governor Tony Evers agreed to pardon that conviction, citing Quintana Gonzalez's contributions to his community. That made him eligible to post bond, and he was eventually released from immigration detention in April. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said federal officials are appealing Quintana Gonzalez's case as they continue to try and remove him from the country. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
University of Wisconsin-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin's last day on campus is this Friday. This week, she's reflecting on her accomplishments after leading the state's flagship campus for 4 years. She called it a period of significant changes. Mnookin says over the last decade, there's been a growing distrust of higher education, and she says it's gotten worse.
Over this past year, as there have been significant threats to research funding and the research enterprise, we had to put a lot of our energy into playing on defense.
Mnookin says because of that, other projects have had to take a back seat. In January, Mnookin announced she would be leaving Madison to become president at Columbia University. She assumes that role on July 1st. Some of the beagles who were sold from a controversial scientific research facility in Dane County will find a new home in southeastern Wisconsin. Last month, animal rights activists purchased more than 1,500 beagles from Ridgeland Farms. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Humane Society brought 20 of the dogs to a location in Milwaukee and another 20 to Green Bay. Angela Speed with the Wisconsin Humane Society says following life in the testing facility, the dogs will need owners who can be patient with them.
Some dogs may be very fearful, some may be curious, but it can take dogs days, weeks, months, or even years, depending on their individual personalities, to really learn what it's like to be a beloved family member.
Activists have long alleged animal abuse at Ridgeland Farms, and hundreds tried to stage a break-in there last month. In a court settlement last year, owners agreed to give up Ridgeland's state-level breeding license by July 1st. Coming up, an Iraq War veteran from Waupaca talks about veterans' mental health. Stay with us.
At Morning Edition, we take you to the places where the news is breaking so you get a clear idea of what's happening and why.
The Trump administration repeatedly called the protesters anarchists and insurrectionists, and this is simply not the case. I was there. These protests have been massive.
Listen for the latest developments on the biggest news stories every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
And finally, the national call-in radio show The Middle with Jeremy Hobson is holding a live taping of this show this evening in Kenosha, focused on the mental health of veterans. Laura Colbert from Waupaca is one of those featured speakers at tonight's event. She served as a military police officer in the Iraq War. She recently spoke with Kate Archer Kent on Wisconsin Today.
This event in Kenosha is called The Battle at Home. What was your biggest challenge as you returned to civilian life after serving in Kuwait and Iraq?
I think it was getting back into the civilian mind frame and feeling like I was a part of my everyday life again. I had a really hard time relating to fellow college folk, because I was going to school at UW-Madison. And one of the things that really struck me is they were worried about what to wear at the next party. And I had just gotten shot at for the last 16 months. So how could I bridge that gap? How could I reintegrate into society? And one of the things I started doing was giving presentations about my experience, which was not only therapeutic for me, but it also opened everybody's eyes to what war was like for us in Iraq, because it was still a very new war at the time. And honestly, the mental health side of things for the first 2 years was a very large struggle for me, because I always consider myself somebody who had a really strong will, strong brain. I was able to overcome hurdles. And the fact that I actually had to reach out and get help for my mental health was a huge milestone for me.
Where did you go? What kind of resources or support, you know, made a difference for you? Who did you go to?
Well, after a number of months of just trying to figure it out on my own, I finally called my older brother, who was also a veteran and just so happened to be in Madison. And I pulled over outside of the Vilas Park because I couldn't drive anymore. I was so distraught. And I said, you need to take me to the VA hospital. So he came to get me and took me directly to the mental health area in the VA hospital. And they got me a therapist immediately. And her name was Amy. And I tell you, she saved my life. Like she saw me where I was at. She treated me with the utmost respect and she helped me get back on track.
Laura, what is a myth you would like to dispel about veterans and mental health?
I think one of the hardest things for veterans, because we are trained to be tough, battle-ready individuals, is to finally realize that it's time to ask for help. That is by far the hardest hurdle I have come to. And I think that that happens a lot with a lot of veterans. My twin brother was a mental health police officer in Madison, and he said that a lot of the homeless veterans wanted to stay that way until they saw the light and were ready to ask for help. Mm-hmm. So it's something that the veterans need to come to on their own volition, as opposed to be told, this is what you need.
I'm wondering, how do you think communities like your own now in Wapaka are doing when it comes to supporting veterans? What do you see around you?
You know, it was a very interesting transition from living in Madison for over a decade to then moving back to a pretty rural area of Wisconsin. Madison, there's not a lot of support for outward support for veterans, but you come to Wapaka and on Veterans Day, every school, every organization is like, how can we support our veterans? So believe it or not, I felt more supported in Wapaka as a veteran. And there are so many other veterans here that feel the same way.
How are you doing today, may I ask?
I am doing much better. I like to say that every day that passes, I get that much closer to being my whole self. I still have some hard days. I still need to have my fellow veterans by my side to talk through things. But for the most part, my post-traumatic stress has decreased substantially. There's still loud noises, still things that happen. It's an enigmatic thing in which you don't know when you will be set off when there's a trigger. And so I always just have to be prepared and kind of have a back door to go to if that happens.
That was Laura Colbert, a combat veteran who served during the Iraq War. She'll be part of a live taping of The Middle with Jeremy Hobson tonight at the Pritzker Military Museum and Library in Kenosha. And of course, we'll get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Warmer today than the past few days with highs in the 60s and 70s, but it's likely we'll see some scattered rain across the state today and wind gusts up near 25 miles per hour. Showers taper off early overnight, then cloudy and windy with lows in the 40s. Into the 50s and 60s tomorrow, so a little cooler than today. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Really glad you could join us. Thanks for making some time for us here on Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. We love hearing your feedback, and it helps other people find the show as well. So go ahead, take a few seconds, and leave us that rating and review wherever you're listening right now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.